are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Now, therapy plays a crucial role in treating depression, offering individuals a safe space to process their emotions and to develop coping strategies. However, there are still many misconceptions about therapy and how it works. And so today, Yolanda Rootman will be joining us so that we can discuss different therapeutic approaches and their benefits in managing depression. And she joins us on the line right now. Good morning, Yolanda. Thank you for joining us once again on the Mid-Morning Empowerment.
Good morning. I'm fighting off a bit of a cold, but hopefully you can hear me.
Oh, we can hear you clearly. I'm so sorry about
that. It's soon. Okay. Oh, thank you.
All right. So let's not keep you for too long so you can get some rest. Let's talk about the different types of therapy available for depression. What might those be?
Okay. So there are several types of therapy available for treating depression. Mm-hmm. Each of these therapies are focused on the elements or the symptoms that you bring to the therapist. So, for example, the most common ones are cognitive behavior therapy, and that's very much focused on changing negative thoughts.
Okay.
But if the emotion and the overwhelmingness of the emotion is more prevalent, then you'll look more towards a DBT, which is a dialectical behavior therapy that focuses on, let me manage the emotion, and then from there, I get to the thoughts.
Okay.
For other people, it might be the relationship. So then you might use more relationship-guided therapies, like interpersonal therapy, psychodynamic therapy. And then you also have like behavioral activation, getting making the change in the behavior, and then hopefully from there, the rest will follow.
Okay.
We also have acceptance therapies, which is important and kind of like, okay, this is the situation that I'm in. How do I deal with what is current?
Mm-hmm.
We have solution focused. So that's just more, okay, I'm facing a specific problem.
Mm-hmm.
What am I doing to find and analyze this problem and find a solution?
Right.
Then you have your EMDR, which is more for your trauma therapies, group therapy, and then family and group therapy, and then online is also an option. So those are the top ones when we talk about treating depression.
Okay, okay. And then how can therapy actually help someone struggling with depression?
Therapy can be highly beneficial for someone struggling with depression for several reasons. One, it can identify and negative thinking patterns. So negative and destructive behavioral and thinking patterns. It will help you develop coping strategies, providing emotional support. So that's a big one. We talked a lot about community, sharing feelings, having those support systems.
Mm-hmm.
And therapy can have a big role in that. It helps us improve relationships and communications within them. It increases motivation and behavioral activation. And it can also help us address the root cause of trauma, building resilience and encourage that self-compassion and acceptance.
Right.
So, and then once again, it just helps you offer that structure in which I can function. Very often for people, it's losing that. I don't know exactly what to do. I have the willingness to do this, but I don't know the steps to carry this out effectively.
Yeah, yeah. All right, makes sense. Now, what should someone expect during their first therapy session? I think sometimes when we see things happening in the movies all the time, we have our own preconceived ideas of what to expect. But what exactly should we expect during the first therapy session?
That is so very true. And the first thing I want to tell you, don't take therapy from the movies. It's not the same. It's really not the same. Very often they villainize mental health and they make it look like this very scary thing.
Yes.
And it really isn't. So I'm going to break it down for you today, step by step, what to expect on your first session. And the first thing would just be introduction, getting to know you, getting to know your therapist. Hi, who are you? Who am I? Your therapist will then most likely discuss the reason you're there for therapy. What would you like to get from this process? So you'll talk about what brings you here, your symptoms, and then just gathering some background information, information about your mood, your sleep, your energy, things that kind of symptoms and things that might be prevalent in the process going forward.
Mm-hmm.
Then you and your therapist will be setting goals. What is it that you would like to take from this therapy? What is it that you would like to achieve? And then from there to exploring the methods. As we said in the previous question, they are different. Or question one, what are some of these therapy therapies and then finding one that's going to fit the symptoms that I'm bringing to therapy today.
Okay.
And then addressing any questions or concerns you might have. And then that would be the end of the session, to be honest. That would be session one, just getting to know you, getting some information. But I would like the listeners to remember a few very important things. Mm-hmm. And that is, it is normal to feel nervous. Mm. So don't take that as an indication that I shouldn't be doing this.
Something's
this is
too wrong.
Scary. Nothing's wrong. It is a normal thing to be nervous. You don't have to share everything on the first day. Mm-hmm. You don't have to get there and be vulnerable. The first session is about building trust, mm-hmm. you and the therapist, you and the process. And that's what it comes down to. And please, at any moment, it's not like now I'm here, I have to stay here. If you and your therapist don't gel or you don't click, find a different one. Mm. Find one that you do click with. You're not going to like everyone. If you don't like the approach that that therapist uses, mm-hmm. find another therapist. It's for your comfort. You must feel you can be, you can trust that person. It's a safe space. And that's what it's about.
I think another thing that I think we expect of therapists is that they'll have all the answers to our questions. And so if I have a dilemma, if I'm stuck in the middle of something, they should give me the answer. What should I do?
And it is, and we have the same expectation from doctors. Like, doctor, I feel this way. Yeah. You know, you need to find a solution. And sometimes even from moms, my mom knows everything. So when I go to mom, I'm like, mom, you need to solve this problem. And she's like, no, but what I can do is I can support you in finding the answer, or I can look with and the therapist does exactly the same.
Beautiful. Now, how can people overcome the stigma or fear of seeking therapy? Because there is that stigma still, even as much as we keep talking about mental health and it's more of a conversation these days, but there is still a little bit of fear and stigma attached to that.
There is, unfortunately, and we're doing so many efforts to try and curb that stigma and change that. But the first thing is to challenge your own thoughts about it. Be aware, what do I think about therapy? Mm-hmm. Where does this stem from? Like you mentioned earlier, we watch way too much movies where it's villainized, and it's really not like that. So understand that therapy is for everyone. I mean, someone that is going through a rough patch that needs to talk to someone, have structure, get a support system, we all are in need of that. Understand that it's a normal mental health care. If you get sick, you would go to a doctor. Yeah. If you broke a bone, you would go to the hospital.
Yeah.
If you're struggling mentally, go see a therapist. Mm. Address the fears and judgments and start small with gathering information. Choose a therapist you're comfortable with, because that's also going to put you at ease. Mm. You can also look at other sources like online, group therapy, and then seek support from or focus on the benefits and not the fear that you're going to get from this. And then talk to other people that you know that are in therapy, that have gone through therapy.
Yeah.
Read up more about these therapies that are available, and that would kind of put you more at ease.
And then finally, is therapy always necessary? Are there some situations where maybe an individual can manage depression without therapy?
That is a difficult question, but therapy is not always necessary for everyone. No, it's not. Some individuals can manage their symptoms using strategies. However, whether therapy is needed depends on several factors.
Okay.
And when therapy might not be necessary is when you have a strong support system, mm-hmm. you have self-help strategies, you have healthy life changes and support in changing those things that need to be changed. You are engaging in meaningful activities, and you have self-guided cognitive strategies. You journal, you can introspect, you mm-hmm. can evaluate your thought processes. But unfortunately, the problem is that going through a trauma, going through something very difficult, or being diagnosed with a depression, you actually lose your ability to do those things.
Mm.
So it is possible, definitely. But is it always recommended? I wouldn't say that. Especially, and there's a few factors that would stand out for me to be like, this should be not recommended if you're going through this to avoid therapy. And in those cases, it would be if you have a moderate to a severe depression.
Okay.
If this is quite some time, if it interferes with your daily life. So your functioning has been affected. When you have suicidal thoughts, self-harm, destructive behaviors in your day as coping mechanisms, past trauma or grief that you haven't dealt with, when your coping strategies are failing you, because then that means you aren't able to create that structure for yourself.
Right.
And there's co-occurring anxiety. But the bottom line of this all is therapy is the only way to manage, is not the only way to manage depression, but it can be one of the most effective options available. And going through this, the more support and the more structure you have, the better off you to be. So can you? Yes. Would I recommend that you do it? Not necessarily.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning, even as you're under the weather. Please do get well soon, and we'll chat again next
week. Thank you so much. Have a lovely day. Bye.
Bye.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.